And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes from The Atlantic, where it appears that maybe they've finally decided to fact-check their own party. It turns out Democrats have been brushing off concerns about third trimester abortions, which isn't news. But what is interesting from this article, it points out that in Colorado alone, 137 late-term abortions occurred in 2023. Folks, when even the left-leaning media starts to call out the left on the sanctity of life, we should start praying even harder that maybe truth is starting to knock on some hardened hearts. Maybe. Now to the Department of Justice, where, get this, they are suing police and fire departments claiming that it's racist to expect employees to know basic math. I did not make that up. Apparently, asking firefighters how many 60-foot hoses they need to reach a fire 350 feet away is now considered discrimination. When simple addition becomes a civil rights issue, it's time we remember that wisdom cries out in the streets and not everyone is listening. And in election news, a Republican commentator on CNN recently dropped a truth bomb. He pointed out that most male voters think the Democratic Party cares more about dudes who want to become women than dudes who just want to be dudes. And the Supreme Court has decided not to intervene in an Alabama case involving the destruction of frozen embryos at an IVF facility. That means the wrongful death suit can proceed, potentially setting a precedent for recognizing embryos as children under the law. Hey, when even the smallest among us get their day in court, you know we're inching closer and closer to acknowledging that every single life is fearfully and wonderfully made. A new database reveals that 14,000 children underwent sex changes across the country from 2019 to 2023. That's $119 million spent on trying to change what God has already perfected. In Wyoming, a radiologist named Eric Cuban is fighting back to get on the State Board of Medicine after being removed for speaking out against gender transition procedures for minors. You know, hey, we're living in a time when speaking truth comes with a cost, even speaking up for the well-being of children. And finally, we'll end with a bit of good news. In the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in Tennessee, rescue crews found a dog named Athena trapped 20 feet high in a tree. The dog had been swept away by floodwaters and separated from her owners during the storm, and against all odds, she survived and has now been reunited with her family. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for more exclusive content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.